Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kalm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kalm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kalm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmick. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Vosmick steals second. Willie Kalm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kalm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Blue scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Montague fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Cecil goes all the way around to score. Grubb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood is hit by the pitch. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly is walked intentionally. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson scores. Whatwood scores. Jolly moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. Self strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-2 in the game. Caraway bunts towards the mound. Harder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-2 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-3 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Bruce Knutzer pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp now playing second base. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Grubb moves to second. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0-for-3 in the game. Carraway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.